This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark, overnight in Los Angeles. Second straight day of clashes between federal immigration enforcement officers and protesters. These clashes prompting President Trump to deploy up to 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles. ABC's Trevor Ault is there with more.
Governor Gavin Newsom slamming Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard, warning the move is, quote, purposefully inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. But the White House says it will address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester. And Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth posting online, if violence continues, active duty Marines at Camp Pendleton will also be mobilized. They are on high alert.
At midnight, the president's travel ban goes into effect that restricts access to the U.S. for people from 12 countries. It partially restricts access from 7 different countries. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As federal electric vehicle incentives face potential rollbacks, a new study is highlighting the burden of gasoline costs on Black and Latino drivers. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Fuel Equity Report shows Blacks and Latinos are super users of gasoline, spending on average 15% of their paycheck to fuel their cars. The median household income for Blacks and Latinos in Wisconsin is between $31,000 and $46,000. Dr. Shelley Francis with EV Hybrid Noir says systemic factors like disinvestment in public transportation, economic segregation, and long commute times all contribute to the disproportionate impact.
They're also more likely on average to be driving these older, less fuel efficient cars due to income as well as financing barriers that they may experience.
The study says EV adoption could save Blacks and Latinos an average of $4,900 a year on fuel and maintenance, but barriers like affordability, charging access, and education persist. The report found the top 10% of Black and Latino gasoline users are generally concentrated in smaller cities and rural areas. The study suggests targeted policies to encourage equitable adoption of EV for Black and Latino communities, including enhancing purchase incentives, expanding financing options, and increasing charging infrastructure in communities where top gasoline users live. Francis says addressing the big misinformation gap about EVs is also crucial.
Pushing more of those types of stories out there to show, like, the everyday driver. It's not some fancy person living out in a castle somewhere. It's just regular folks who are trying to work, make ends meet, and provide for their families.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field with the Brewers and the Padres wrapping up their 3-game set today. Last night, the game tied at 3-3, bottom of the ninth, and rookie Caleb Durbin at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Durbin, deep left center. It is back, and it is gone! Caleb Durbin walks it off for the Brewers.
A walk-off home run and the Brewers winning 4-3. It was Durbin's first career home run in the majors.
You know, obviously a little bit more special. You're running around the bases, the lights are flickering on and off. You just hit a walk-off home run. You know, in the big leagues, it's a you know, really cool feeling, and my teammates were going crazy, so, you know, they're awesome for that.
Tomorrow night, the Brewers begin a series hosting the Atlanta Braves. NFL, Packers minicamp is this week in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers' one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers is for $13.6 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms developing for today. Some areas of smoke as well. Our winds turning to the northwest, and they'll be a little gusty. High temperatures warming to the middle 70s. For tonight, any rain comes to an end. Lows in the upper 40s to near 50. Right now, it's 61.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW-Wisconsin Law School Professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. The music that goes on and on and on in your mind is now on the radio for everybody else's mind. Yeah, it's called recorded music. Thank you, Edison. No, I mean, we wouldn't have it without that guy, but there's even some stuff from the 19th century. How do they do that? Old parchment records, maybe? But all seriousness aside, some music for the holiday. And it's not all happy ha-ha. Will you hear Phil Silvers being serious? Father's Day next week. But every day's Father's Day. taking you to the drive-in movies. And you heard this in the background during pictures. Well, more like during commercials. Let's all go out to the lobby. And you wonder, who wrote that? Well, it was a big collector club that really digs it. I happen to be part of it. I mean, people who dig it. Now, you call it drive-in music. It's all strings and fancy-free. Written by people like Sidney Torch. A lot of this comes from England. I'll be doing a feature on this kind of music. And the people who wrote it.
Here's that band again.
Of new mown hay and watching cotton clouds go drifting lazily. The sky's so blue, I ain't blue, not me. Gee, but I could lie here all day long looking at the purple hills. But my pa says loafing's mighty wrong. You never have a cent to pay your bills. All their lives folks work and fret, and still they never free themselves from debt. So I'm just gonna dream until I'm old and gray. You'll find me loafing on the lazy day. Thank you.
Dick Juergens in the orchestra from Chicago. Buddy Moreno does the vocals.
I don't care for city life. Moved to town just to please my wife. Ain't allowed to whittle with my pocket knife. I want to go back to the farm. Can't wear overalls no more. Silly carpets all over the floor. Miss the boys at the general store. I want to go back to the farm. Sure miss fishing in old Mud Creek. Neighbors ain't friendly. They won't speak. Gotta take a bath at least once a week. Never had to do that in the farm. My, what I do to please the spouse. I was a man, now I feel like a mouse. Bathroom built right inside the house. Ain't like it was in the farm. Fancy restaurants, neon lights, women walking, round and tight. I even miss the chickabites I used to get in the farm. Supposed to be a life of ease. Well, guess I'm just a little hard to please. Mama don't fix them black-eyed peas like she done back in the farm. My, that wife of mine's a sight. Where's that girdle? Too darn tight. Gonna learn to play bridge tonight. She wasn't like that on the farm. Don't get milk from cows no more. Comes in a bottle, right to the door. You know, I ain't had a good saddle sore since I left my home on the farm. I'm a little older, but a whole lot wiser. My wife calls me a cheap old miser. Miss that smell of fertilizer that we had back on the farm. She just jabbers on the phone, talking about what the neighbors own. She's gonna find herself alone, 'cause I'm heading back for the farm.
Silvers.
Oh, I say it, isn't that like the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace, what?
Well, slightly noisier, though.
Now, Sergeant Bilko, unforgettable.
Three Englishmen happen to be in the American Army.
Did I say it, Nigel? Did I say it? That's the first question she would ask? What about that? Oh, it's a terribly amusing story, won't you sit down? Well, you see, one night in London, Nigel, Noel, and myself are having a go at some darts at a pub in Covington, you know? And these three American chaps walk in, frightfully amusing, you know, jolly hockey sticks and all that sort of thing, you know? Everybody's running down to cave, you know? And oh, geez, won't you come and see it, boss? But that it was then, everyone acts, and there's all the shops of shops of puppy, you know? And they're screaming and laughing, and here we are.
Oh, it's cuckoo.
Yes, well, enough about us. How long are you going to be in Rosebery, my dear?
Well, I'm afraid
I had never done a sitcom, and I really enjoyed it. It was a great group there. Phil was very, very nice and seemed to think that I had some comedic talent, and they treated me very well. I played a hillbilly who could pitch with either hand, and Phil was determined to sell me to the Yankees. I think the only thing I had to remember was the blocking, how to stand on my marks. I didn't know how to do that, but it came very easily. It was kind of shot in pieces. It was not done in front of an audience. It was done as a one-camera show. But one of the writers, Aaron Rubin, who later became the producer of the Andy Griffith Show, became a lifelong friend. Well, I watched those performers. I mean, Phil Silvers was an ace. My gosh, was he good. Flawless timing. And he worked so well with the guys around him who worked well with him. And I remember watching, marveling at that man's sense of timing.
Here's Phil.
I was one of the first guest stars.
This is your
As
life.
As a matter of fact, I made my first TV appearance with this mad, impetuous fool.
Ah, I don't need to ask you. That
Phil
is...
Silver.
Yes, television Sergeant Bilko, here from New York by way of Las Vegas, is the pal of your youth who, like you, Milton, achieved stardom in television in his first year on his own show, Mr. Phil Silver. Here he is.
Oh, this is really not going to work.
Phil's quite a musician, clarinet player.
Phil, you don't know how happy Dean and I are that you're able to make it tonight.
Well, que serige gumba, hey. It does rub off on you. Jerry was nice enough to refer to me as a young man. I'll be an old man before this is over with. I would like to take a moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is not an accompanist in that sense of the word. In the emergency of this wonderful benefit, I myself am confused because I got to be back on the set in February. And this very wonderful gentleman here, a great composer, great musician, the writer of the great show Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Hazel Flagg, and many hit songs too numerous to mention. He was kind enough to come here with me, Mr. Julie Stein at the piano. For those of you ladies and gentlemen who don't see this wonderful Cafe Circle, it's a great theater. I have played some traps in my time, but this is, even to the stage, I mean, the stage itself is so lovely. It's got that, I can never say the word, I think you know what I mean, the linoleum on the floor, and it gives you a certain... It's just a kind of a blind spot with me. Words with too many L's throw me. That other word, the stuff they make the kitchen utensils out of, that's a real fracture. That,
Linoleum.
Exactly. Watching this wonderful show downstairs on the monitor, it occurred to me what a wonderful audience you all have been. And I thought you deserved this. And so I would like to play it for you. I would like to play Mitchell Parrish's Stardust. He wrote the words. You always hear Hoagy Carmichael. Mitchell Parrish wrote the words, none of which you will hear, but I thought he could use the plot. Julie, I play this in E-flat, making the 8-ball in the side pocket at the same time. You will follow me, won't you? Stardust. Oh, as a slight precaution, will this camera just back a little? Because sometimes when I play, there's a fine spray comes out of it. We don't want to wet up ABC, do we? All right, would you give me A so we know we're in key? That's as close as we're going to get. That's fine. Stardust.
Julie Stein at the keyboard and Phil Silvers in clarinet.
All right, Julie. Swell. Let's just leave a little space every. I play a little too, you know. Let's remember the billing, huh? Phil Silvers and Boy, it says. Remember. Stein. Lousy, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard cost my mother $30,000. For him. Did you rehearse it this way?
No.
Well, I guess we're accompanying the orchestra. I don't know. You're not getting familiar with the musicians, are you?
No.
This is during the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Don't get familiar with the musicians.
One of them spoke to me this morning.
Don't kid yourself. He was a good musician. He wrote some songs for Francis Albert Sinatra. But listen, here's Phil being serious. It's from a Broadway musical, Do Re Mi. And Phil plays a real loser. A father who is a flop. And this song will break your heart.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life, all of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life, I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You took me the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on. It's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion. And I made it. Funny. Funny. Wanna hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Okay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is UB Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You two can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line I blew it. All of my life I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
Phil Silvers.
The man in my little girl's life
The man in my little girl's life.
It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say, Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy. Was it really so long ago that she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Can he, Daddy? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens. Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy? He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy. Before I knew it, time had flown, and how my little girl had grown. Now it was, Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was going to babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad.
The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life.
Music of the Stars. Here's Jackie Gleason.
Dear daughter, I tiptoed into your room tonight, and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke. And I thought, how very much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening, you crawl into your dad's lap, and throw your arms around his neck. And next morning, you may be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age. Too young to drive the car, yet too old to be carried into the house, half asleep on Daddy's shoulder. I have a secret I never told you, Sleeping Beauty. You are going on an exciting trip. You will travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind your measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel hurt when you discover the world is more interesting than your daddy's lap. Yesterday, you were blue-jeaned and pigtailed, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow, you'll be blue-organdy and ponytailed, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high-heeled shoes. Yesterday, you could mend your doll's broken. Tomorrow, you'll be able to break a boy's heart with a kiss. Yesterday, you could get lost one aisle away from me in the supermarket. Now, I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. Just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begin. Yesterday, you were a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow, you'll be an ache in the heart when you're not. Tomorrow, you lay aside your jump rope to tie up the telephone line, and the little boy who used to push you in the mud will fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock downstairs is counting the minutes for you. The sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars, and the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. I can't expect you to live in your dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds the cocoon, and the smallest bird must try its wings. When you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine, too. The dust is settled, your mom picked up the dolls, but the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So, here I am, talking in your sleep. Because if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh. And if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yes, daughter, when I looked at you tonight, you were Sleeping Beauty. And so I tiptoed over and kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes. And I am just the father of the future bride. Slumber on, my lovely. Tomorrow when you wake, you'll be a young lady. And you won't even realize you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a change in me. I'll look different somehow. A little sadder. A little wiser. But a lot richer. Tonight, I kissed a princess. And I feel like a king.
The music of the stars, Jackie Gleason. Here's Nancy Sinatra.
Just his being near and make a fearful dream all right by grinning ear to ear. My dad can do most anything he sets his mind to do. If he really wanted to, my dad can sweeten up a day that clouds and rain make gray and tell me funny stories that will chase the clouds away. My dad's the only one on earth I can't tell my troubles to. His arms are house and home to me. His face a pretty poem to me. My dad's the finest friend I ever knew. I only wish that you could know him too.
Stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and all the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
You actually conducted the interview for Hour Magazine, the late lamented Hour Magazine back in the 80s.
Your producer, Marty Berman.
Marty Berman, our executive producer, was executive producer of that program, and he helped arrange that you interviewed your dad. And what I want to do now is show an extended clip of that interview. Maybe the... I don't know if your dad's going to give any interviews anymore. He hasn't in years. I don't know why he would at this stage. Maybe he will, but it could be the last interview he'll ever give of that depth and nature. So why don't we roll that for everyone? Here is Nancy and her dad.
Can you be objective and tell me how, what kind of a father you are? Or is that too tough?
No.
I think you're a wonderful father.
Not too tough, no. I've been, I have been at times very lax in my duties as a father. In the early days, because I was on the road all the time, and away most of the time, and then right on top of that kind of lifestyle came the divorce from your mother, so that wasn't very good as being a father. But on the other hand, I always loved you three kids, and constantly, 24 hours a day. Worried about you all the time, thought about you. Wanted to do more things for you, but your mother would stop me every once in a while. She'd say, you're bored enough now, let's not do any more.
Don't spoil it.
Spoil them and all that kind of jazz and whatnot. But I think objectively, that's the only way I can explain it. I love being a father and a grandfather. I wish that.
everybody, the music of the star. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to all our affiliates. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, WCFW, 93.5. We're on the air till high noon central on most of these stations. Lawrence Welk, as you've never heard him. When I was a little kid, my dad went to a rummage sale in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and he found a stack of 78s to put on our new, well, it wasn't new, phonograph radio that he bought from my uncle secondhand. My mother's brother, and this is one of my favorite records now. It's broken in six places and still plays. There might be a message there. It's Jane Walton. And this is the music of the star.
Fond recollections now come back to me. Memories recalled by an old melody. Visions of someone, a sweet angel face. One day she left me and Dad took her place. Each night he'd put me to sleep with a sigh. He'd sing this quaint lullaby. Your daddy's work is through, your playtime's over too, and soon you'll close your sleepy eyes. Now say a little prayer for someone way up there. Just listen while you're praying. Mother has watched over you all the day, kept you from harm while your daddy's away. God bless my little lad. Now go to sleep for Dad. That was my daddy's love.
That male voice playing Daddy is Parnell Greenough, is the tuba player with Lawrence Welk. 1940 that year. Yeah, the label's the only thing holding the record together. Now, I got something here that I want you to hear. Harry Chapin, I'm not a fan, but he wrote this thing, and it's pretty deep. Listen, and then I want you to turn the radio off and go call your dad.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way. learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said I'd like to see you. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. I don't know when, but we'll get together then, and we're gonna have a good time then.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world, he'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad. Now here is a man. To me he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad. And I only hope that someday my own son will say, my dad.
Paul Peterson from the Donna Reed Show.
When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin, till the time they cry, don't come in. Till the time you gown them in white and give them away, you worry. You worry. You worry night and day. When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more. You pray. Boys come around when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby child. Trust her, but worry, 'cause you were once a boy.
Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System and weather and a few messages, and then we're back again till high noon on most of these civic media radio stations. If your station doesn't come back, and there are a few, you can continue listening to the Music of the Stars at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. California Governor Gavin Newsom says President Trump's order deploying National Guard troops to Los Angeles will only escalate tensions. There have been 2 days of clashes between demonstrators and federal immigration enforcement officers. ABC's Trevor Ault has more from L.A.
Every portion of the federal government is vowing to continue to enforce these ICE raids, as they say the law is requiring them to do. But all of these activist groups that we have seen here on the ground, they say they are not leaving until these ICE officials move away and leave this neighborhood alone. All signs today point to another day of intensity out here on the streets in California.
President Trump's ban on travelers from 12 countries to the U.S. and restrictions on people from 7 other countries goes into effect at midnight. Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs once again seeking a mistrial in his federal sex trafficking case because of what they call prosecutorial misconduct. This is ABC News.